You know, thinking back, I don't remember a book in school that covered how to make decisions. Do you? I mean, come on, isn't that rather important? You realize that your life is but a culmination of all your decisions made? Tell you what, can I sell you a recipe that'll make decision-making easy? I mean, it's gonna surgically extract all angst and confusion from the process. Okay, first, sit still and think of five or more things that you most value. Now, this might feel like trying to start an old rusty locomotive because it's hard to put into words sometimes the things that we most value. I give you an idea. Here's my list. God's presence, honesty, adventure, respect for others and self, learning and expanding, contribution to others, excellence, and humor. That's my list. Making this list will be the most influential move you will make for all your decisions to come. Second, get that list. Now, stop. Grab your coffee. Sit back and go, hoo-wee. Admire that list. Because those words that you came up with, my friend, those words reflect who you are. And who you are? Well, that's mighty fine. Now, align every decision with those values. Make choices based on who you are. Otherwise, you'll be out of sync. If you put a high value in family, why are you considering a job that requires frequent travel? Or if you value adventure, yet the person you just had a date with is a couch potato? Are you not setting yourself up for a rocky ride? You want your life to purr on all cylinders? Align your major choices with who you are. That who you are question, now it can be a stumper. I watch folks stumble all over themselves trying to answer it, but it deserves your effort. Because listen, my friend, God made you to live out who you are, not who others want you to be. So go be it and enjoy that purr. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little family to yours. Wouldn't you say it's a good day to purr?